our program? I should say your program. Hundreds of stores have found it to be the perfect answer for what to carry every day to make sure you don't lose out on the...
Thank you for holding. You may continue to wait for the next available representative, or you may press 1 now to leave a message, and we will return your call shortly.
Hi, RDI Diamonds. This is Tom. Hi, this is Tom. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Tom with RDI. Can I help you?
Yeah, it's Mick again.
I'm sorry, who are you looking for?
Mick.
Mick, he is off for the day. Is there anything I can help out with?
Again?
Yes, again. I know. We miss him over here.
Yeah. Okay, I just have a quick question. You guys sent us some diamonds, and I got them. But now, explain to me again how, if she was trading in hers to get a bigger diamond from you guys, do you do the cost, you subtract the difference of the cost, a markup from that, or do you subtract from the cost of what the sale was?
The difference, so if you're trading in a diamond that you had originally purchased from us, we would give you the cost of what you paid for the diamond and then apply it towards the new invoice.
Okay. So like the 2 carat that you sent was 18,000. The cost on the other one was 11,000. So do I mark up from the difference of that, or do I mark up from the difference of the price that she paid for it?
Oh, well, that's completely up to you how you want to mark it up to your customer.
But this most people do.
Right. Typically, I mean, you're saying she had bought a diamond for how much was it? $11,000?
It cost $11,025.
It cost $11,025? Okay. And what did you charge her for that? Or what was your markup?
$17,145. It was a markup of 1.5. We rounded it up a little bit more.
1.5. Okay. All right. So if you're going to get 11,000 towards the next diamond, I would mark up if it were me, I guess I would mark up the diamonds roughly the same way. Maybe do you work on that same 1.5 on a larger stone as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I would mark it up the same and then offer her what you had charged her for the diamond.
Okay. That would mean by offer her the...
Right, so like for the diamond that you have right now for 18,000 from us, you would mark that up to 27,000.
Yeah.
That would be a 50% mark, and then offer her the trade for the other diamond of the 17 that you had.
So it'd be like almost $10,000 that she would... Okay. You go from the 27 from the 11,000 from the cost.
Right. Let me just make sure I'm doing my math right.
Okay.
So 27,000. So right, if she had bought that diamond for 27,000, let's say, so you would then trade in our diamond for 11. And then we would, right, that diamond would be 18, so you'd owe us 7. Right, and then you would still net 10,000 on that diamond.
Okay, that's kind of where I had it at, but I was trying to make sure that that's the way I understood it from the other day.
Right, yep. So basically, whatever you paid for that diamond is what you'll owe, basically you'll return that, and then the difference is what you'll owe us. So however much you want to come out over the top on that, that's of course.
Okay. Okay. I got you.
Yep. Yeah,
so the 11,000 and then the difference would be 7,000 something. And then we pay that to you, and then whatever we make over that, that's our money then, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Got it. Got it figured out in my head now.
All right.
This is not new to me. I haven't done some before.
Oh, no? No, you haven't done many trade-ins?
No. Not this side. I mean, you know, we might have smaller ones, but not this way. So.
Right, right.
And well, Karen's not here, so I have to figure it out. So you got the dummy here.
Well, you don't have Mick, so you've got the dummy on this end.
Well, when I get the top in this week, whatever, I'm going to give him a bunch of crap that he was gone.
Yes, you should. Absolutely.
He's not supposed to be gone.
I know. Tell me about it. I don't know. I don't know who authorized the vacation, but he got it somehow, some way.
Yeah. He thought he needed it.
I guess so.
That's for sure. Okay, well, I appreciate your time and your information, and I'll go from there.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye.